A maple tree, a red dress, and a ceremonial sword may seem like cold comfort for Canadians hoping to hear their head of state defend them against U.S. President Donald Trump's repeated pitches to annex their country. But royal watchers say King Charles is showing subtle support for Canada in the only way he can, given his politically neutral role. On Wednesday, the King presented a senior Canadian parliamentary officer, the Usher of the Black Rod, with a sword in a ceremony that appeared loaded with symbolism amid the Canada-U.S. trade war and Trump's suggestions that the country become the 51st state. The meeting at Buckingham Palace came after the King wore Canadian military honours on his uniform, met with Canada's Prime Minister and planted an Acer rubrum, otherwise known as a red maple, on the grounds of the palace to commemorate the late Queen's commitment to forest conservation. Some royal watchers believe Catherine, the Princess of Wales, also got into the pro-Canada act Monday when she wore a bright red dress and coat, along with white pearl jewellery, to mark Commonwealth Day. Ralph Goodale, Canada's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, wrote on X that there was no doubt she was wearing Canada's colours. In diplomacy, symbols are important, Goodale added. Nicholas Kenny, a history professor at Vancouver's Simon Fraser University, believes that these symbolic acts, all taking place this month, amount to a deliberate move to highlight the relationship between Canada and the royals. The British sovereign will make these symbols and nods to various countries that are associated with the Commonwealth at different times, but the close-together accumulation of these symbols in this moment is not coincidental, he said in a phone interview. Kenny suggested the King's gestures might be a bit of compensation, after British Prime Minister Keir Starmer declined to comment on Trump's 51st state comments during a recent visit to the White House. However, Kenny said the King's influence stops there, given the limits of his authority. There's no political authority by any means, he said. Carolyn Harris, a Toronto-based royal commentator, said the King is in the delicate situation of trying to balance the sometimes conflicting interests of the United Kingdom and the 14 other Commonwealth realms. As monarch, he must be above politics, and cannot act without the advice of his prime minister, and Starmer is very focused on achieving a favorable trade relationship with the United States, she said. There are signs, however, that the King is paying attention to world events. Former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he and the monarch had a meeting March 3 that centered on Canada's sovereign and independent future. Similarly, the King held a 30-minute private audience with Usher of the Black Rod J. Greg Peters and Senate Speaker Raymond Guinier after Wednesday's ceremony, in a conversation that reportedly touched on topics of great concern to all parties, both nationally and internationally. Despite not being able to comment publicly, a more subtle statement, such as choice of dress, publicity surrounding meetings, meetings with officials and public engagements, can remind the public that he is also King of Canada, Harris said. She also suggested the King could wield a more subtle diplomatic role by bringing people together with a wide range of perspectives and backgrounds for state visits and receptions. The royal family's diplomatic clout was on display during Starmer's Oval Office visit, when the president was presented with an envelope containing a letter from the King inviting Trump for a state visit, possibly to be held at Balmoral, the royal family's Scottish castle and estate. Starmer noted that it was unprecedented for a president to get two such trips to the UK. Trump was hosted by Queen Elizabeth in 2019, during his first term in office. Arthur Milnes, a political speechwriter and historian, also sees a role for the monarch as a sounding board for Canadian prime ministers. Queen Elizabeth and now her son, the King, both had a deep knowledge of diplomacy and history, and an absolute commitment to secrecy, he said. You quickly discover, any prime minister will tell you, that you can discuss anything in your audiences with the King, he said. In uncertain and tumultuous times, the King also serves as a symbol of stability, and a reminder of what separates Canada from the United States, he said. Donald Trump might want to be the King, but Canada actually and always will have one, Milnes said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 15, 2025. Morgan Lowry, The Canadian Press.